Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 612, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price, thanks for having us on today. We appreciate the ride home. We're going to be jumping into the top three local stories here in just a minute. But I did want to remind you, if you are heading to the beach this afternoon, green flags are flying over there. So you can enjoy yourself. Nice couple more hours of sunlight to check out the beach. Now let's go ahead and jump into the top three stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis is urging Governor DeSantis to name his successor, and he says, would you please do it quickly? Patronis submitted a Patronis submitted a resignation in November to a run for Congress in Florida's 1st Congressional District, and Monday will be his last day. Patronis has publicly endorsed Senator Joe Gruthers, a Sarasota Republican, who already filed to run for the CFO position in 2026. Effort to ban Florida public schools from serving students ultra-processed foods hit a snag in the state Senate committee on Tuesday after facing pushback from the industry that sells those products. Would you think differently? Lobbyists who represent powerful companies in the food and beverage industry urge committee members to vote down that proposal, arguing it would disrupt their business. And Florida Senate Committee on Criminal Justice struck down a proposal to allow guns on college campuses. Senate Bill 914 failed to get enough yes votes. Tuesday's 4-3 decision temporarily stops the bill from moving forward. Lawmakers voting for that bill says college students have the right to protect themselves in emergency situations.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Bank of America. Whether you run a local shop or a global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to business solutions to make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. All right, looking at the roads here, still got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much that's going to hold you up for too long. As for the weather, it's sitting at around 78 degrees right now, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful day, mostly sunny, high of 78, low of 61.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, a Florida city does a 180 and agrees to support ICE migrant deportation efforts. Well, Gary Baumgarten has more from Miami.
Fort Myers had balked at assisting ICE agents in the city, but Governor Ron DeSantis had threatened to suspend city officials who refused. And the state attorney general had launched an investigation into city council members who had voted against the agreement. Local cops will now receive training on how to assist in deportations. The state legislature recently passed a law requiring local cops to support enforcement of federal immigration laws. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And public health officials projecting a serious economic impact on Florida if the House budget resolution slashing $1 trillion in funding for the committees overseeing Medicaid and SNAP actually passes. George Washington University's School of Public Health projects Florida's GDP could fall by $4.5 billion next year as a result of these proposed federal cuts.
Ouch is one word you could say on that one.
Yeah.
Bill in Florida's legislature aims to allow more teenagers to work jobs for longer hours on school days. Eben Brown has more from South Florida.
Florida's state lawmakers could pass bills doing away with hours restrictions for employment of 16 and 17-year-olds for when school is in session. The same proposed changes would also give more employment availability to 14 and 15-year-olds, including allowing teens of that age to work nearly full days on school days if they are home or virtually schooled. The measure is supported by Governor Ron DeSantis, though his opponents say his crackdown on illegal migrant employment necessitates putting children into the workforce at the expense of education. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And several housing markets in Florida are thriving. That's based on an annual survey from Realtor.com. It analyzed various metrics to determine the hottest housing markets in the U.S., including year-over-year home sales, median home prices, and projected sales and price growth for 2025. Miami is second in the nation, followed by Orlando in sixth. The report says Colorado Springs, Colorado, is the top housing market in the United States.
All right. Don't forget, I've told you about it, and we still get the text in and here, and it's still going on. Those SunPass scams are absolutely real. if you're asked to click on a link to make an urgent payment, simple, just don't do it. If you need some more information, you can report this to the Federal Trade Commission, reportfraud.ftc.gov.
All right. And Walt Disney World has big plans for 2025. Chris, you were talking about this last hour. The world-class theme park announcing new shows, upgraded attractions, and special deals. The Little Mermaid, a musical adventure, and Disney Villains, Unfairly Ever After, will open at Hollywood Studios in May. Disney also says Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger spin will undergo renovations this summer. New deals include 50% off kids' tickets for select dates.
That reminds me of the Wally World movie where the guy goes there and it's all shut down, you know, and... Yeah, you can't get there. I can imagine somebody that saved up all of their savings all their life. They live in, like, Minot, North Dakota or South Dakota or whatever. And they go down to Disney and Buzz Lightyear's not there.
Being renovated, yeah. Bummer. 6:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, got a very deep dive into some national headlines for you. A lot going on. We got details on all of it and more coming up in just a few minutes on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding. All served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the Market Leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing, and that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, the major markets dropping today with the NASDAQ and S&P tumbling after a four-session win streak. Yeah, we enjoyed those 4 days. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The major averages fell, led by tech, which dragged on the NASDAQ as investors weighed the tariff outlook. The president is scheduled to announce tariffs on auto imports this afternoon. Shares of leading automakers like General Motors and Ford fell on the news. Among the S&P 500 sectors, tech was the worst performer, while consumer staples gained. The Dow winners, McDonald's, Procter & Gamble, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, NVIDIA, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 133 points. The NASDAQ lower by 373. S&P 500 down 64. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And President Trump marking Women's History Month and comments delivered Wednesday from the East Room at the White House. He said women have expanded the American dream throughout the country's history. The president went on to say women today are helping lead the country into what he called the golden age of America. And Trump told the women in attendance that he believes they will be the next dominant leaders.
624, News Radio 92.3. A federal agency is warning that Congress must act soon on the national debt to avoid a governmental default. Lydia Hugh has more on this.
The Congressional Budget Office is warning that the United States government could default on its massive more than $36 trillion of debt as soon as August if Congress doesn't act to raise the debt ceiling in advance. This is coming after the Bipartisan Policy Center warned that that default date could come even sooner, by mid-July. So this is really putting into sharp focus the work that lawmakers have ongoing to work on the budget reconciliation bill. Speaker Mike Johnson said that it appears that the House side and the Senate side are working toward an agreement to raise the debt ceiling in this reconciliation bill.
And Senator Ted Cruz speaking out about a reporter being added to a group chat with Trump intelligence officials. He said the accidental addition of a journalist to a Signal group chat planning an attack was comparable to a butt dial. The Texas Republican said on an episode of his Verdict podcast that he has no good explanation for why Atlantic editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg was added to the call, and added that it was a screw-up.
Okay, I just
simple as that.
Background noise back there. Jimmy Patronis will be joining us in about 10 minutes.
Alrighty.
I luckily found out he was in Pensacola today, and he will join us live. And we'll have a chance to chat with him and see how the race is going and what in the heck he was doing in Pensacola today.
Alrighty.
So we'll talk.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll carry on with your national headlines in just a moment, but first, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Still have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 78 degrees right now, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 78, low of 61.
627, News Radio 92.3. It's a good story. Pilot, two children survived the night on an airplane wing after crashing into an icy Alaska lake. You know this had to be terrifying. Gary Baumgarten has the story.
The trio managed to tough it out even though the plane was partially submerged, waiting 12 hours before being rescued by a man who answered a call to search for them. Terry Goad says as he approached, he was amazed to see them on the wing, waving to him. He then called for help, and the National Guard came to help them to shore. The pilot and the girls were on a sightseeing tour when the Piper PA-12 Super Cruiser went down. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
In Canada, barring Tesla from its electric vehicle rebate programs. This comes after President Trump's back and forth over tariffs in Canada, hitting a 25% tariff on the northern nation and Mexico. Canada's Transport Minister Chrystia Freeland said in a Tuesday statement to Reuters that Tesla won't be eligible for the program while the illegitimate and illegal U.S. tariffs are imposed against Canada. Tech billionaire and Trump advisor Elon Musk serves as the automaker's CEO.
Okay, let's go ahead and take a snapshot at the national weather. You might be doing some traveling this weekend, heading up north or the Midwest. Just want to make sure you're prepared for what you're getting into. Stormy weather coming to parts of the northeast and south. You can look for some pretty nasty weather, but let me tell you where exactly it's going to be. Adam Klotz has your Fox weather forecast.
A rare severe weather event is unfolding across the Pacific Northwest on Wednesday. Cities from Seattle to Portland face the threat of strong thunderstorms, large hail, and possibly isolated tornadoes. In the south, a surge of tropical moisture is setting up heavy rain from Texas to Louisiana beginning Thursday night. Flood watches are already in effect, with some areas expecting up to 9 inches of rain and a potential for dangerous flash flooding. In the Northeast, a weak cold front moving through brings temperatures from New York to Boston between the upper 40s and low 50s. Mostly dry conditions return on Thursday. And across the Southeast, a weak front moving through will bring afternoon showers, otherwise comfortable temperatures running into the low 80s. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
And President Trump wants the Supreme Court to freeze millions in state grants aimed at reducing teacher shortages. The White House alleges that the money was being used on DEI programs. Trump's administration claimed it was ending funding to state programs as part of its crackdown on DEI initiatives, and it's the latest case in Trump's second term to question federal district court judges' power to temporarily block his policies.
Okay, coming up in 7 minutes, Jimmy Patronis will be joining us to talk about that District 1 run. And really nice of him to forge out a bit of time for us this afternoon on News Radio 92.3. A push to increase Red Cross donations is at the center of its annual Giving Day, by the way, happening today. Tanya J. Powers has more.
The goal of the American Red Cross's Giving Day is to rally 30,000 people to help families affected by disasters. It's part of the observation of Red Cross Month each year in March. Giving Day donations are used by the Red Cross to provide aid, including emergency shelter, food, relief supplies, emotional support, and financial help. Giving Day is being marked with the iconic Empire State Building in New York City, which will be lit in red lights this evening. You can learn more and make donations at redcross.org. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a Republican lawmaker filing a resolution to censure U.S. Representative Jasmine Crockett over her recent comments about Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Crockett faced backlash for calling Abbott Governor Hot Wheels at a human rights campaign gala over the weekend. And Abbott, of course, was paralyzed after a tree fell on him when he was 26 years old, so now he uses a wheelchair. Representative Randy Weber says her comments are nothing short of reprehensible, and Crockett, of course, has denied that she was referring to his disability when she made the comment.
Okay, the Trump administration's pick to lead the FDA has been confirmed by the Senate. Very exciting day up in Washington. Tanya J. Powers returns with more.
Dr. Marty McCarry is the new Food and Drug Administration commissioner, getting the thumbs up from the Senate on Tuesday night in a 56-44 vote. Three Democrats joined Republicans to confirm McCarry, who was a Johns Hopkins University surgeon and researcher. During his hearing, Democrats pressed him about the abortion medication mifepristone, as well as vaccines, which he largely expressed support for, saying, quote, vaccines save lives, and any child who dies of a vaccine-preventable illness is a tragedy in the modern era. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya was also confirmed to lead the National Institutes of Health with a vote of 53-47, getting no votes from Democrats. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Coming up in 7 minutes, Jimmy Patronis, live. Right here, News Radio 92.3. Go tell your neighbors. Jimmy's on.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump today announcing 25% tariffs on all foreign auto imports. The president says the tariff will be an incentive for overseas producers to open factories in the U.S. and create thousands of jobs.
We're going to have a market the likes of which nobody's ever seen before, not in this country.
Critics say a potential trade war will harm the economy. President Trump is responding to the Atlantic magazine editor-in-chief being erroneously included on a White House group chat discussing a military strike. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
The president said he believes that the media focus on this story is a witch hunt meant to distract from the successes of his administration taking out these Houthi terrorists. But he said he will ask his defense secretary to review whether the content of those messages should have been classified.
Democrats say the mistake endangered national security. America's listening to Fox News.
It's your money now. Shares of Dollar Tree gained 5% at one point today after the company said that private equity investors are going to buy its Family Dollar business for around $1 billion. Dollar Tree bought Family Dollar back in 2015 for roughly $9 billion. Nike shares were down 2% today, giving the athletic retailer its seventh straight losing session. Shares have now fallen in 12 of the last 13 trading days. Month-to-date, Nike has fallen upwards of 17%. More than 10,000 cans of Coke have been voluntarily recalled due to possible plastic contamination. Affected batches were distributed in Illinois and Wisconsin. Stocks were lower today, with the Dow falling more than 130 points. The S&P 500 dropped 64, and the NASDAQ lost 370. Crude oil futures remain under $70 a barrel. That's your money now.
If you're living.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. I didn't see this one coming. After signing Jameis Winston, the New York Giants added another veteran QB yesterday in Russell Wilson. And who knows what this means for the Giants' draft plans. The only thing I can confidently say about the NFL draft is that Cam Ward will be the first overall pick. And after that, as long as the Browns and Giants don't trade up to the number one spot, then one of them should take either Shedeur Sanders at 2 or 3. But clearly there isn't a guarantee that either will do so. I'm Zach Gelb.
Ready to shoot your shot? Log into BetMGM and make your picks in our March Matchups 250K Pick'em for your chance to win a share of bonus bets. It's free to play and easy to get started. Just log into your BetMGM account and predict what will happen at different points throughout the college basketball tournament. You'll earn points with every correct answer, which gives you a shot to win a share of bonus bets. Just pick what will happen throughout March Matchups, and if you make enough correct picks, you'll win a share of bonus bets. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The Bayou Hills Run, the official 5K and 10K City of Pensacola Championships, is back on March 29th at beautiful Bayview Park. It's called the Bayou Hills Run for a reason. These hills are no joke, but push through and you'll be rewarded with an epic post-race party the whole family will love. Sign up now at BayouHillsRun.org. The course takes you along scenic Bayou Tahar, winding through East Hill's stunning tree-lined streets before finishing back at the park. Every finisher in the 5K, 10K, and kids run gets a medal. And once you cross that finish line, celebrate with great food, drinks, music, and plenty of fun for the whole family, including a playground for the kids. Race day is March 29th, so don't wait. Register now at BayouHillsRun.org and bring the whole crew. The Bayou Hills Run, the official City of Pensacola Championship, a Pensacola sports event.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Trey Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Knock, 6:37, this is News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you this afternoon. And I got to tell you, this is a real honor. Joining me this afternoon live, Jimmy Patronis in town today. Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, the last time we ran into you, we were down doing a parade down on Spring Street in downtown Pensacola. And I said, you know what? I'm going to keep Jimmy's number handy. We had a texter who is my, I call her my right arm in political crime, Barbara Mayall, she texts me. She goes, Jimmy's in town. Well, I said, okay, well, let me try to see if I can hook up with you. Thank you for your time today.
Sure. Thanks for having me. I love radio. I hate that we haven't been able to spend more time together, but hopefully, Lord willing, you'll be sick of seeing me and hearing from me.
I'll never get sick of you because you're one of our own here in Northwest Florida. Of course, Panama City boy and taking care of business around here. Very interesting campaign. Kind of starts off with the Forrest Gump thumb theme, run, Jimmy, run, you know. It's a sure, why not? But what I'm getting at here, I've been noticing a lot of money being dumped into your opponent's campaign from sources, not friendly Florida sources, but out-of-town sources.
Yeah, so the Democrats, this seat and the one over in Volusia County, that's Congressional District 6, that's the old Michael Walsh seat, these are the only things they've got to spend money on right now. So the best that can be done is outspend, just destroy the credibility of the Republican candidate nominee and try to hopefully there's Republican voter suppression. I mean, this is the nastiest race I've ever been a part of, and I've been in politics a long time. Right. And I really, I don't call myself a politician. I like being referred to as a public servant. So yeah, it's a little taking me back, and I'm sorry to your listeners. But you know what? I promise come Monday night, come Tuesday afternoon, this will all be over.
You're absolutely right. We were framing this story today throughout the afternoon because I found it kind of humorous. Basically, Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis is urging Governor DeSantis to name his successor quickly. It's coming up fast, isn't it?
So here's the importance of it. I tell people this is a constitutional office. You have to have an appointed CFO to sign any check in the state of Florida. And so whether it be payroll, whether it be paying invoices, whether it be retirement checks, the state of Florida cannot run without our office. The attorney general, I got more attorneys on the payroll than the attorney general does. So different offices have different roles, but our role in our office, we keep the trains running on time. So I was appointed originally as CFO back when Rick Scott was governor. And I did about a week overlap with Jeff Atwater. And I tell you, it made all the difference in the world of transitioning this state from one CFO to the next without any hiccups. So this is where I'm just, you know, putting the governor on notice. Look, let's work together. I'm leaving. Let's get somebody, whoever you want in place. I'm not going to weigh in on your decision making, but let's put somebody in there and let me get that person up to speed so they can take care of the business of the state of Florida.
You're absolutely right. We're speaking to Jimmy Patronis this afternoon on News Radio 92.3. Mr. Patronis, let me ask you this, if we can kind of frame this in one quick like bullet point. What has been your top issue out there on the campaign trail?
You know, it's hard to put it to one, but it's going to be a coin flip between ensuring the services of our veterans and our military installations are being met, and also looking out for the finances of those, not just in the state of Florida or CD1, but our entire nation. I've always been very frugal. I'm always a big believer that the citizens of the state of Florida spend their money better than Tallahassee does, and that's the same way I'm going to be about Washington, D.C. I'm a saver. I'm not a spender. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes down to our veterans, we need to be thinking outside of the box. The systems that are not working or not efficient or creating a delay in getting services rendered, let's get those either corrected, fixed, or shut down and start something new. Because time is wasting, and our veterans deserve the best.
You're absolutely right. We're speaking to Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis, and Jimmy, one thing that hits real close to home, it's really taking care of our own here, especially with VA situations and the veterans, things like that. Any plans for movement once you get into the position?
So, you know, I've been taking everybody's input in. And, you know, just as soon as I start advocating for a VA hospital, then you have those that are advocates for community care making it clear to Jimmy, why try to reinvent the wheel building a hospital? get the resources, allow community care so people can get their decisions done now, as opposed to waiting 10 years for the federal government to finally build some type of a hospital-based solution here in Florida. But that's not to say that we can't change the governments or the administration. And look, I don't like people having to drive to Biloxi or Gainesville or Clearwater to get their VA health care needs met. So, you know, I look forward to working with Doug Collins. I'm going to leverage my relationship with the president. That's the one thing that I've got going for me, is I'm going to have access to the White House to help make a difference on these issues. And you know what? Whatever is going to be the quickest path to get us the quickest services most efficiently, then we're going to put all of our efforts into making sure that's the new policy moving forward.
643 News Radio 92.3. You were very adamant, in fact, endorsing Senator Gruthers, a Sarasota Republican, who had already filed a run for the CFO position in 2026. What's so strong about this guy?
So I've known Joe since 2010, and he's an accountant. He is a good human being. I appreciate his loyalty, okay? So Joe and I, we got on board with Rick Scott when he ran for governor in 2010. We were a couple of the first people that were elected to office that got on board with him. We have been steadfast together on races, and I know how he's wired. I know his compass. I know his integrity. And, you know, I know the man, okay?
Right.
And the president, look, the president asked me, when he called me, he says, Jimmy, what about Joe? The president asked me, is Joe supporting your race? I said, yes, sir, he is. And so, you know, and I looked forward to be able to return the favor for Joe when he decided to announce his CFO's race. Nobody else has announced to run. There's others that are rumoring to want to do it. But, you know, Joe's already got President Trump's endorsement, and I'm glad to endorse Joe also.
You're absolutely right. Listen, Jimmy Patronis, thank you for your time this afternoon. Here's what I want to do. I want to put an invite out to you next time you swing through Pensacola. Come on by the studio in the afternoon. We'd love to sit down with you.
Okay. And look, if any of your listeners need me, you can email me at jimmy@joinjimmy.com. I'm real active on X. I still like saying Twitter. X. At Jimmy Patronis, you can send, my DMs are open. You can send me a direct message. But I really enjoy taking care of the people that I have the pleasure and the honor to serve. And if you hold me accountable, I won't let you down.
Yeah, I know you're absolutely right there. Jimmy Patronis, thank you. Have a great afternoon. Safe travels to you. We'll talk to you when you get back in Pensacola.
Thanks so much.
All right. Jimmy Patronis on News Radio 92.3. Very nice. We have a texter, actually, kind of gave me the heads up where I could find him. Tracked him down like a dog. It was very kind of Jimmy Patronis to join us this afternoon.
Yes, 100%.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. We did have a little bit of backups on Navarre Parkway if you were traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but it seemingly has cleared out. Still have a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway, though, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, sitting at around 78 degrees, going to be a low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be mostly sunny with a high of 78 and a low of 61.
All righty, it's 6:46. Where did the afternoon go? Just slid by here. Thanks to Jimmy Patronis once again for dropping in and letting us chat about his campaign here. Stormy weather coming to parts of the northeast and south. You're going to rack up 72, 77. You're looking a little bit confused there, so I think I got you out of sync. But there you go. If you want to check that out, Adam
thanks,
Klotz.
Thanks for looking out for me.
I'm trying. Adam Klotz in with your Fox weather.
A rare severe weather event is unfolding across the Pacific Northwest on Wednesday. Cities from Seattle to Portland face the threat of strong thunderstorms, large hail, and possibly isolated tornadoes. In the south, a surge of tropical moisture is setting up heavy rain from Texas to Louisiana beginning Thursday night. Flood watches are already in effect, with some areas expecting up to 9 inches of rain and a potential for dangerous flash flooding. In the northeast, a weak cold front moving through brings temperatures from New York to Boston between the upper 40s and low 50s. Mostly dry conditions return on Thursday. And across the southeast, a weak front moving through will bring afternoon showers, otherwise comfortable temperatures running into the low 80s. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
All righty. Yesterday, we talked about Texas getting their new men's basketball head coach. Got him from Xavier. Well, Of course, that means Xavier now needs somebody, and it seems like they've got someone who's good, or at least good adjacent genetically. Xavier hiring the son of a current men's basketball legend as their next head coach. ESPN reports that the school has agreed to terms with former New Mexico coach Richard Pitino. His father, Rick, of course, just led St. John's to the Big East title this season.
You think that's a lot of pressure on that kid, huh?
Absolutely. Name and job. Xavier's a respectable program in a tough conference.
Hey, listen, the number of complaints about Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime performance are in. They're not favorable. They shouldn't be. It was terrible. Michelle Polino has more.
Russell Wilson is headed to the Big Apple. The Giants have reached an agreement with Wilson on a one-year deal worth up to $21 million that includes just over $10 million in guaranteed money, according to multiple reports. The news comes just a few days after Jameis Winston agreed to sign with the Giants, though Wilson should be the projected starter in New York. Wilson spent last year with the Steelers, where he went 6-1 in his first seven starts before Pittsburgh ended the season on a five-game losing streak. The G-men own the third pick of April's NFL draft, and the organization is still looking for their quarterback of the future. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime performance sparked more than 120 complaints to the FCC, with most viewers taking issue with his language, dance moves, and anti-American themes. According to TMZ, 125 people contacted the FCC after Lamar's set during the Philadelphia Eagles-Kansas City Chiefs game at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. Some viewers were also upset by Lamar's reference to Drake during Not Like Us, where he implied the rapper was a pedophile. For context, Lamar's performance reached over 133 million viewers, generating fewer FCC complaints than Jennifer Lopez and Shakira's 1,300 in 2020, but slightly more than Rihanna's 100 in 2024. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Just about 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some business headlines for you as we send you drifting off into this evening. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup of construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Bruce Woody of the ECUA about the preparations and implementation of filtering systems for PFAS now that that is a regulated substance. Short note, ECUA is well ahead of where they should be. We continue to do the hokey-pokey dance around the building of the Chappie James Monument. Continuing fallout from the text message thread involving the attack on Yemen with senior government officials and the head of the Atlantic magazine. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I know it's all for me.
Pensacola right now.
Keep bursting on now.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, 653, News Radio 92.3. Secretary of State is visiting Caribbean neighbors today as the administration increases its focus on the Western Hemisphere. Jared Halpern, check him out here. He's up at the White House and has more for us.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is visiting Jamaica, Guyana, and Suriname this week as the administration works to increase U.S. influence in the region and wean Caribbean nations off of Venezuelan oil. President Trump has announced increased tariffs for countries purchasing oil and gas from Venezuela. The State Department says Rubio will push for diversifying energy supplies. He's also expected to talk with leaders about combating illegal immigration. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Dollar Tree is selling Family Dollar as it tries to reverse its losses under a new CEO. The company is selling it to two private equity firms for about $1 billion. The deal is expected to be sealed in 90 days, and new CEO Mike Creedon said that the sale will allow the retail chain to fully dedicate itself to Dollar Tree's growth and profitability.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, I like this. Seth Rogen takes on the business of Hollywood in a new satire. Michelle Polino has more on this trending story.
Seth Rogen is the head of a fictional Hollywood studio in the new Apple TV Plus series, The Studio.
Being the head of Continental is the only job I've ever wanted.
Stop! Stop! No!
It's just so much harder than I thought it was going to be.
You're talentless, spineless.
What is wrong with you?
In the series, Rogen plays Matt Remick, the newly appointed head of the struggling Continental Studios. As the film industry grapples with staying relevant, Matt and his team of insecure, feuding executives deal with narcissistic artists and corporate politics in a high-stakes world. The series features an all-star cast. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And tax season is a busy time for scammers looking to steal your refund and identity. Experts advise ignoring any emails and texts about your taxes, and they may be tricks to get your personal information. Also, the IRS recommends setting up an identity protection PIN. Among other things, use strong, unique passwords for each online account. Never reuse them. Enable two-factor authentication whenever possible. And last but not least, don't share your passwords with anyone.
Amen, brother.
Absolutely. Preach, sister.
Absolutely. Hands up. Yes, amen, brother. Okay, News Radio 92.3, Fox's Hillary Barsky has tips on getting a car loan and saving you money.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. If you're looking to buy a car, most times you're in the market for a loan. And where you snap one up can make a big difference in what you'll be paying over time. Before you start car shopping, it's best to get pre-approved for a loan. Now, it's not the best idea to get financing through a dealership. Although it can be convenient, you'll wind up paying more for the vehicle over time. Loan rate experts say check with a credit union first. Most times they offer lower interest rates than banks and dealerships. Or try an online lender like Car Gurus, which offer pre-approval tools that let you see your auto financing rates. Also, many major banks offer auto loans, but often their rates are higher than credit unions or online lenders. But if you do have a good relationship with your bank, it's worth checking out their rates, especially if they offer discounts for existing customers. And if you do need financing, try to get a 36 or 42-month loan. You'll pay it off faster and save a lot of money on interest. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
One last very quick check of the roads and weather here for you. Luckily, not too much to talk about. We did have some issues lingering a bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, but that congestion has seemingly cleared up. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 78, low of 61.
Okay, 6:56. Thank you to Jimmy Patronis stopping by just a few moments ago and giving us a chance to chat with him and see how the campaign was going. It was very nice of him to allow us a few minutes. The latest Netflix show already breaking records. Here's Michelle Polino.
Adolescence just smashed a major Netflix viewership record. After only 2 weeks of streaming, the limited series has racked up 66.3 million views, the highest ever for a Netflix limited series. That puts it well ahead of the early pace set by The Queen's Gambit, which eventually became a streaming phenomenon. The drama, created by Stephen Graham and Jack Thorne, follows a 13-year-old boy accused of murdering a female classmate.
I haven't done anything.
The series has received widespread critical praise, launching with a nearly perfect Rotten Tomatoes score, currently at 99%, and sparking intense online conversations around its themes. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And a new executive order from President Trump would stop the federal government from using paper checks. The order signed Tuesday would block the Treasury Department from issuing checks for benefits, tax refunds, vendor payments, and intergovernmental payments effective September 30th. At that time, the federal government would be required to switch to electronic transfer methods such as direct deposit and prepaid card accounts.
657. News Radio 92.3. There are new inductees coming to the Country Music Hall of Fame. Pretty exciting here.
Can you do me a favor, Chris? What number is that?
Why don't you rack 29283 for me?
You thought you would confuse me earlier. You confused me this time. My goodness.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Foligno. Kenny Chesney, June Carter Cash, and producer Tony Brown were announced as the newest members of the Country Music Hall of Fame. The three will be inducted in a ceremony in the fall.
Take her home, fall in love.
Chesney will be inducted in the Modern Performer category, as he made his first record in 1994 and had his first number one hit in 1997. The late June Carter Cash goes in the Veterans Era division. Her children, Carlene Carter and John Carter Cash, attended the announcement. And producer Musician Brown is this year's inductee into the rotating non-performer category.
I've been trying.
Bryan has revealed the special guest for his upcoming 2025 farm tour, with all three dates focused in California for the first time in history. Tyler Hubbard, Rhett Atkins, Dallas Davidson, and DJ Rock are set to appear, with Chase Beckham performing on May 15th and 16th only. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
All right, City of Chicago still having their problems. I mean, just unbelievable. Once again, the Windy City topped the nation in murder rate in 2024. Mike Tobin is reporting this afternoon from the streets of Chicago.
In the year 2024, 573 people were killed, most of it gun violence. Compared to other big cities, Chicago had almost three times as many murders as Los Angeles, five times the murders of New York. And the reality is that most cities and towns saw a spike in bloodshed in the wake of the George Floyd riots. But most saw the violence calm down. Jacksonville, Florida saw murders drop by 48%. New Orleans, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C. all saw a 30% decrease in homicides. Chicago held on to its murder rate, dropping only 8%.
Okay, coming up, tomorrow we'll have a bull rider on. Definitely get you caught up.
Quite a change of pace
there.
Yeah,
right. News, traffic, weather, coming back at 4 for Chris and Austin. This is News Radio 92.3.
95.3 and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.